It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and I want to thank you for joining me on this week's podcast. I'm looking forward to having this podcast with you today and going over the V word. By the way, the V word isn't victory. The V word is volatility. And what I want to really talk about, I'm just going to boil this down, this podcast, this episode anyway, down to two things for us to remember and consider when it comes to volatility, especially as we, as investors, we go through and navigate our way towards bottom line, making as much money as we possibly can with our investments, right? Right. I mean, that's really what it's all about. You and I want to invest and get the most out of our investments that we possibly can while not risking a lot in order to get it. So there's always a fine line that each of us as investors have in terms of risk and reward. But if you boil it down, look, we all want to make as much money as we can without risking, without having to risk a lot in order to make that money. Fair enough? Fair statement? Okay. So that's what we're trying to achieve. And when you've got the volatility that you're seeing in the markets right now, and without, I'm not in any way saying the I told you so or patting myself on the back or having any kind of an ego trip on you too, on you here. But here's I've been talking about this now for the last year and a half. This is going to happen. And by the way, it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse. So the volatility that we've all seen over the last 7 to 10 days, let's just say going on 2 weeks, specifically with the stock market, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's only going to get worse. So if you're one of those folks that really had some sleepless nights over the last 10 days, you're worried, you're stressed out about what's going on in the market, I promise, I don't want to bring you down, but it's going to get worse, not going to get better. And it's mainly because of what I've been talking about now going on 2 years, and it's about the unrelated investment events, unrelated news, political news, social news, and you could say economic news, which in many cases is related, but sometimes it's not. All of these things happen, and it moves the bar on how investors react, and the market takes wild roller coaster rides with so many things that are not related with the conventional market in the first place. So you can't tell me you're surprised with all of the social unrest we've got going on right now, which is getting worse. Political unrest we've got going on right now, which is getting worse. Economic volatility going on right now, which is getting worse. Now, when I say that, our country's actually doing pretty good. In general, things are going pretty well. Companies are hiring, jobless rates are down, the economy's doing pretty good. So all that's pretty darn good. But yet here we continue to talk about, I heard someone talking about recession the other day. Recession? Why are we even talking about recession? Things are going pretty good. But the reason why we're talking about recession and people are bringing it up is because of all of the things that I just mentioned, right? And so the bad news, folks, is this is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And as an investor, I hate it. Now, you all know I've got plenty of my net worth wrapped up in real estate, which is different and operates differently than the conventional markets. Thank goodness, by the way. But I got a fair amount of money in conventional markets. And it disturbs me to hear the news and the reasons why the markets are taking such wild swings every day, even by the hour, and 99% of those reasons has nothing to do with the companies that I'm invested in. It's just the news of the day, the activity of the day, the action or the event of the day that triggers it. And it's not fair. It stinks. It's not fair to us as investors that this kind of information, some of it fake, most of it real, has the kind of effect on our investments that it does. And it's only going to get worse as technology gets better, as communication gets better, as hearing these things becomes more and more prevalent, easier, faster, access to information as it gets faster. These kinds of things are going to happen more and more. Now, am I saying dump all your investments, get out and, you know, find something else? I'm not necessarily saying that, but I am saying this. You better be ready for worse volatility. You better be ready for stormier seas, because it's only going to get worse, especially as the market continues to climb. So you can't be surprised by that. And the other thing you can't be surprised at, by the way, is history. What has history shown us when everybody starts to gravitate and want to get involved in one investment? What has history shown? History has shown us that there's a correction coming. It doesn't matter when it is. So let's take a look at the stock market. We could name five or six events in time where everybody's jumping in the market, being ridiculously optimistic, jumping in because everybody else is doing it, and that's what everybody else is doing. So we may as well do it, and we should do it because everybody else is doing it, and knowing what happens. So we can say 1987 would be a good year for that. And you're seeing, as an example anyway, and you're seeing right now the start of that. Right? Where is everybody headed towards in terms of investing? Where's most of the talk, and where is most of the advice from everybody to the financial guru on TV to your neighbor? Where should you be putting your money? That's right, the stock market. Well, when everybody goes in the same direction, what can you expect? A correction. You can expect a correction. You can expect ups and downs consistently happening in roller coaster fashion. That's just the way it is. And it's not because I have any expertise and have a PhD in investing, but what I do know is history is a great teacher, and that's what history has shown us. So the more the stock market continues to climb, the more volatile it's going to be. So the more you and I need to be thinking about when is the right time to exit. When's the right time to get out of this? The funny thing is, the other day, I had a gentleman say to me that he was looking to free up some cash to put in the market right now. I'm thinking, right now? Really? You think now's the right time? I think, holy cow, if you think now's the right time. So, of course, I didn't say that to him, but I'm thinking, now? And sure, I could be wrong. Now might be a great time. Maybe the Dow is going to be 40,000 points over the next year. That could happen, of course, and I could be all wrong. But look at history. See what it tells us, and it tells us that you may want to be thinking about when to be getting into something right now that's a little less volatile, because as we talked about in the beginning of this podcast, the volatility is going to get even worse, isn't it? Okay. Matter of fact, I've got a special report coming out where I talk about some of these volatile things that we need to be thinking of and at least paying attention to. So keep your eyes open. I'm going to have that available for everybody here probably within the next, I'm not quite done with the finishing touches on it, probably within the next, I'd say 10 to 14 days. And you are definitely going to want to take a look at that and read through there so you understand exactly where we're at, what's going on, and some things you need to be thinking of, I need to be thinking of, in terms of our investment futures, especially with the new financial world we find ourselves in that is so affected by political and social events and even economic events, both globally and nationally, that in many cases have nothing to do with our investment, but will impact our investment sometimes negatively and sometimes in a big, big way negatively. Okay, so for the sake of our podcast, let's wrap this up. What should we be doing? What should we be thinking of? I mean, really, a couple of things. The first is get your head out of the sand if it's in the sand. And so pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what you're seeing on the news, conversations. Get your investment antenna up and notice and pay attention. When you start seeing and hearing everything being directed towards the kind of investment that you're involved in, and that's where everybody's going, you may want to be thinking about doing what everybody is not doing and moving your money into another investment that has less risk, maybe taking the money out of your investments right now and pocketing the profit, waiting for something else to come along, biding your time. For example, I've got a couple of clients that have taken money out of the market here recently. They've made some nice profits, but they're thinking now is the time to probably take those profits, book them, and then look for the next investment, next place to park their money. So I'm not necessarily giving investment advice here. I'm just telling you what a couple of my top clients have done, and it's at least something to think about and consider, right? So that's number one. Keep your investment antenna up. Number two, start thinking about investments that are not prone to this kind of volatility. Because the bottom line is, you don't have to put up with this kind of volatility if you don't want to. It's a mistake that I see investors make all the time. I mean, they basically tell me, well, in order for me to get the kind of returns that I want, Darren, in order for me to make the kind of money I want, Darren, this is the kind of stuff I got to put up with. I got to put up with some sleepless nights. I've got to put up with the stress. I've got to put up with the worry. I've got to do that in order to achieve the financial goals that I've set for myself. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely wrong. No, you don't. There are investments out there that you don't have to go through this kind of, I'll call it process, in order to make the kind of money and reach the kind of investment goals that you want to reach. It's not necessary. So it's wrong, in my opinion, to think that it is necessary, because really, really it's not. Okay. And so once again, keep your antenna up, pay attention to what's going on around you, listen, observe, process the information. And number two, don't think that you're stuck. Don't think that this is the way it's got to be. It's not. There are other investments out there that you can get involved in. Believe me, I know personally that you do not have to go through the volatility process every damn day in order to feel like you're making money and making the right decision for you, for your family, for kids, for whatever reason, okay? It's just not necessary for you to do that, all right? So those are the main items I wanted to cover on this week's podcast, and it'll be interesting to see what the rest of this month, what the rest of the first quarter brings, second quarter. And I'm going on record telling you it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and we'll be talking more about it as we move through the year. But just keep in mind, you're not stuck. You don't have to put up with it. Keep your antenna up. Pay attention. Be proactive, and make sure you know that three, two, one. When it comes to investing, you have choices. Pay attention, be proactive, and you're never stuck. All right? All right. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend whenever you're listening to this podcast. And I look forward to speaking with you again here soon. And as always, I would love to hear your comments, suggestions, thoughts on the subject matter of this episode. Always love to hear from our members and interact with our members. So get in touch with me with your thoughts. Would like to hear from you. All right. Take care. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.